98 FM's Big Breakfast.
It's going to be all sticky. All right, let's talk about this, shall we? Because we're going to be talking about it later on in the show, and I have a feeling that if you're listening now, you might be the type of person that listens later. So I challenged Dublin to beat me in a karting race. I don't know if you've been following this. We've been doing it all week, last week, trying to recruit people to come on and come to Colmore Karting and beat me. So I'm so sore because it was last night. I got bet around the place. Absolutely bet. But I've been getting messages and stuff last night and this morning, so I have to play some of them. We will talk about it a little bit later, though.
Luke O'Fuelon.
Hiya, Keith.
Condolences, my man. Condolences. But sure, look, the man brought his own shoes the first time around. We knew it was going to happen. We knew he was going to win. What's this I hear about you bribing the man with the black flag, hey?
Now, let's talk about this, right? That was Keith. He's talking about Alan, who's a traffic updater, who the last time we had a race with brought his own shoes and was incredibly fast because he's very small, very light man, very lovely man, very light. He didn't win last night, he came second. The guy who won was like this stealth bomber dude. He barely said anything. Lee was his name, and then boom, just pulled it out of the bag. But I've all my excuses, right? So I'm just going to try a few on yous now. Just see how they sit with you, yeah? So it's the way it's set up, it's kind of like bumper cars. You know what I mean? So all he had to do really to get me out of the equation is just bump me. Just bump me off a little bit, even bring me back two places or so. I wouldn't have a good position for the final, and you know, then I couldn't win the race because I'm too far back and the track is too small. So there's one excuse, yeah. Another, I was in the gym yesterday, so it was arm day, so I was already, you know, my arm's very sore from lifting all the heavy weights. Anything else? Three, I hadn't had lunch because I had to go and host the night. Is this working? Do you think this will work later on in the show? Probably not, but I'll try it. Here's Everything But The Girl, Missing a Throwback on 98FM at 6:23. I step off the train. 98FM's Big Breakfast. Morning, Suze.
Good morning.
Hiya. We both didn't get sleep. Neither of us did. Because look at you yawning as I'm saying that.
Yeah. Well, the mention of sleep always brings out a yawn, doesn't it?
We were up late. We'll tell you why a little bit more later on in the show. It's a touchy subject. For now, we need to wake up a bit more because she's still yawning by playing Last Night Guessing Game.
Yeah, wait to get the brain thinking at this early, early time in the morning.
Morning, Peter.
Morning, Peter. So I've taken the last note of a song. If you get it right, we might play the song. But before that, I'm going to test Luke out, see if he's awake.
Now, I have a feeling you're trying to trip me now on this, when really you should be giving me extra love.
Oh, really? Because you're tired.
And yeah, and you should keep the ego at a certain level.
Okay, yeah. You know? We'll have a go with this then.
Hate her. Give me again, hang on here. Why are you so mean? Why is she... Like, does anybody know what that is? Does anybody in the world listening now know what this is? Give a clue. Pink or something.
That's... That word that they're saying there is part of the title. They're actually saying a full word.
What's the word?
Heart.
Heart. I don't bleed now. Tell me what it is.
Go on, it's Ugly Heart. Not awake.
You're making them difficult on purpose. Because I was too good at it. Then I got old and you ran out of songs. All right, well, there you go. See, it wakes you up because your brain does start to move. And I can feel it. So 0877 98 98 98. Here is the last note from a song. Maybe that's a bit short. I'll give you an extra millisecond. There you go. That's a lot. I gave you a lot there, right? 0877 98 98 98. Correctly identify this song. One, you're better than me, and two, you win movie passes. 98 FM.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles. Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.
Dun,
thumbs.
Ariana Grande. Seven Rings on 98FM. It's one of them earworm songs, isn't it?
Come on!
Yeah! It's absolutely nailed into your head. Ding, dun, dun. This is sort of the same type of thing, you know, when you hear the very end of a song. Some people are able to, like, figure out what that's belonging to. And to be honest with you, there's only one person that got this right today. Where was that? Chloe and Tala. You said, "All lads, you didn't have to, but you did." Is it Galantis? Peanut butter and jelly. It is. 98FM, 6:45.
Sleepless nights at the chateau. Visualize it.
I'll give you something to do.
Crunch, crunch, wherever we go. Visualize it.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. So let's talk about this kid, shall we? It's a little boy called Charlie. And he was on Good Morning Britain. You know that TV show in Britain, hosted by Piers Morgan. And her name escapes me, and I'm sorry for forgetting it. But I'm mentioning Piers Morgan because normally he's the guy that, you know, you try and impress, or he's the guy that's going to go at you for something. Like, Jeremy Dixon is our Piers Morgan, I always say. And there was a kid came on, and he said, "I can recite pi to 28 decimal places." And I'm calling shenanigans, as Cooper would say. I don't know, can he do it? Like, have a listen to him go. By the way, we didn't make this. This was how it went out on the radio. So all this dramatic stuff, or it went out on TV. So all this dramatic stuff is what they made over in Good Morning Britain.
Charlie, you ready? Let's go.
3.14592653589.79. 61 28475 64823.
So Charlie keeps going with this, and they keep fading to black. Apparently he's reciting pi to 258 decimal places.
20190091.
And he's still going.
56485667.
Like, he could be completely making up absolutely everything he is currently saying, like any child would. Look, he's still going.
475.
Right.
64823.
Cool. Yeah, look, I can do it too. 7 2 3 4 5 7 5 6 3 4 5 7 5 2 8 4 7 5. See?
6 4.
Is there any mathematicians out there in Dublin that can back up this person's claim? Because look, he's still going.
2 7 1 2 0 1 9 0 9 1 4 5 6 4 8 5 6 6 7.
Oh, for God's sake.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Sure, anybody could do that. Anybody could make up a load. So couldn't we though? It's the most useless talent as well, to, you know, at a Christmas party when someone tells Charlie to stand up. Charlie, do your thing that you did on the TV. We don't have all day.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. You pulled the rug. I was getting
kind of used to being someone you love. Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Loved on 98FM. It's 20 past 7 and it's sort of adequate music. Because our producer Suze has a small story to tell. A story of woe.
Yeah, I'm a bit sad today. A couple of weeks ago, I decided that I'm ready in my life. I've reached a stage where I'm going to get a cat. It's happening. So I've been keeping my eye on the DSPCA website because I want to adopt one. One that doesn't have a home and needs a good home. And I found the one. Right, so I found this little 1.5-year-old called Amber.
Oh.
And Amber is the cutest looking cat I've ever seen. Little black and white thing, a little heart-shaped nose. And her description says, "I've so much love to give, quite playful, love cuddles." So I went, I'm going up there. I'm going there tomorrow. I'm getting Amber. This was last weekend, right? So I set my alarm in the morning. Place opens at 11. Got there. So busy. Was not expecting that.
Full of people.
Full of people. Full of kids looking at for cats and dogs and stuff. And I get into the cattery and there's so many people there and there's loads of different windows. And I'm trying to look through every window and I'm thinking, that's not her. No, don't want that cat. And down the end, after I'd looked through every window and I can't find my cat who's meant to be with me for the rest of her life, there she is in a child's arms.
Huh?
Just as I go over and I'm like, that's Amber. Oh my God. Her dad says, we'll take her.
Oh no.
I know. And I was so close to taking the cat out of the child's arm.
If it wasn't a child, I know you would have elbowed
that. If it wasn't a child, I've got to find a tail.
So after making it through the Hunger Games style entrance and a Black Friday sale, you finally get to the love of your life in the cattery, as you called it. I can't believe it's called a cattery.
And she's going to someone else.
Is this it for you? Are you? Is there only one cat for you?
There was.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. All right. We do it, sis.
Let's do it.
Last week I challenged the population of Dublin to beat me in a race. I would be a very competitive person and very confident in my racing abilities, but apparently so are a lot of you. So we're inundated with people saying, I beat that lad, not a butter on you. Love the confidence, love the competitiveness. And so at Colmore Karting last night, we went down and saw who's made of what. And I am so sore. I can't lean back. Cooper's taking a day off, but I feel like doing the same thing. So Suze, right, was there, and she's great for moral support. Oh, wait. No, she's not. She was there constantly telling me not to win.
This was a common goal for everyone that came last night. It was, this didn't even matter who won. The goal was beat Luke O'Fuelon. Do not let him take home first place, which was a holiday. It was a breakaway in a lovely hotel. So when you were right, you were actually doing quite well at the start.
I won three or four races in a row.
And I said to everyone, I gathered everyone around and I said, look, we have only one mission here. It doesn't matter what happens. Do not let him win. He can't win. And we all have to have a plan. And that's what happened.
I can't believe you did that. Because normally you're great for the moral support and we're all there together as a team.
Yeah, I'm always on your side. Not last night.
I can't believe. So what essentially happened was I was doing well. Everybody realised that I was quite fast. And then from then on decided, let's just bumper car him. So there was one guy who got black flagged for bumping me so hard off the track that he just got kicked out, which I'm sure it happens. And so that kind of happened a few times. Now, one of our traffic WhatsApp updaters was down there. A few of them were Joe. And he was sort of doing a live commentary, which is really, really good because the accent is great. A proper Scouse. So here's him kicking things off.
Yeah, they are now taking pole positions. Alan's number two there, Luke number three. Kids are trying to distract Luke. Hopefully they do a good job.
That is true. There's a lot of kids there waving at you through the window.
Joe was brilliant. Joe gave a running commentary through the whole thing. And, there's no way of really making this sound better than it was. For the final race, when after all of our racing up until that point was just figuring out where we started on the final grid, so where our positions were. I think I was, fourth on the grid? Because I was bumped off by so many bleeding people. Alan, one of the main traffic updaters, and also a very fast racer, was number two, so he was second. So I was fighting for that, second, third place moment, and, I may have had a bit of a spin at the worst possible place.
Alan's catching up. Come on, Alan.
In front of everyone.
Luke's about to take it! And the cloud goes wild.
Right in front of everybody, I suppose.
The atmosphere was absolutely amazing at that point. I actually jumped for joy. I haven't done that in a while.
So did Joe. Jesus. Some people say he's still shouting.
98 FM's Big Breakfast. 5 questions. €500. It's time to play 98 FM's Greedy Guts.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Dee, good morning.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Grand. Congratulations. You made it through.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Somehow you beat everybody. and you made it onto the Greedy Guts quiz on 98FM. Well done.
Thank you so much. Okay, look at the dog.
I'm telling you. So what are you, where is your current situation? You're obviously in a car.
I am. I live in Meath, but I'm a true blue dove, and even though I've lived there 30 years, and I'm on my way to work and to be a receptionist and be nice and friendly and happy today.
Well, wherever you work, I kind of want to go and just encounter you. Hello, Dee.
Hello, hiya, you're
all right. That's me. I do everyone's head in, you know, too cheerful in the morning.
we all need someone like you, I suppose.
Right. Thank you.
Dee, here is the moment. You could win 500 euro. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Five questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong.
And you're gone.
25 euro.
Best luck. For 25 euro, which famous singer is sometimes called Queen Bae?
Queen?
Queen Bae.
Oh, Beyonce.
That is correct. Give me a proper ding. Where's my ding? Give me my bling. There we go. Sorry. They wouldn't give me a ding for a second. Congratulations, you won 25 euro. What's the plan?
I keep going.
All right.
50 euro.
This is a bit of a tricky one.
Oh.
Do you have Netflix?
No.
You've no Netflix. Oh, crap.
Oh, jeez, I'm gone already.
Maybe. I'll try and give you some sort of hint. Who wrote and stars in the new Netflix show Afterlife?
Ooh, right.
Trying to think of it. Okay. So, he's a comedian. He always wears a black T-shirt.
Oh.
He's British.
Oh, jeez, I'm gone already. Michael McIntyre.
Dee, it wasn't back.
Oh, you can't tell me, of course. Next person has to get the answer.
I know, I'm so sorry.
I have to get Netflix now, then I know.
Dude, there's a great ad for them now. There you go. Oh, I'm so sorry, Dee, but thank you for playing our game.
No worries, thanks a million, lads. Have a good day.
Bye, back at you. Damien.
How are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Not bad.
So, you can jump on board here.
I'm jumping in, yeah, racing on the farm.
Who wrote and stars in the new Netflix show Afterlife?
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais is correct. And we move you on to the next one.
100 euro.
If you get this right now, you can take the cash just for that little moment there. We have to move it on.
No worries.
On what date this month does Mother's Day fall on?
The 31st of March.
Yes!
I had to do the mine. It was the last day of the month. I had to do the month in your head.
Was it your man beside you that gave you that date, or was it the missus?
My wife was there, all right, yeah. She keeps reminding me on Mother's Day.
Don't forget now, because she'd be annoyed if you forgot last year. What's the wife's name?
Tracy.
Tracy and Damon. All right, yeah. Well, you have... Oh, sorry, and a child.
There's a Dara and a Dylan here as well.
Dara, Dylan, hiyas. Okay, well, what's happened here, Dara and Dylan's dad, Damien, is that you've hopped on board and managed to get question three right. So if you keep going now, you could win 250 euro, or you could take this chance and just leave with your 100 euro.
I don't know, we'll keep going.
Ah, yes!
250 euro.
Live on 98FM's Instagram as well.
Pressure.
So you can look back at this moment and go, why did I blinch? Oh! So, and it's a tough one too. What the hell, Seuss? It's very new. Sometimes new things catches people out. For 250 euro, Damien, last month, Ariana Grande held the top three singles in the American charts with her song Seven Rings, Thank You Next, and what other song? Quick! No, what the flip, Damien's gone. Damien has dropped out and I didn't get an answer off him, so I'm going to look to the boss lady to give me some sort of signal as to what we do now. So do we just, he ran out of time. That is sugar. Don't be given out. You're given out, aren't you? I can tell in the car. People are like, what? Hang on. That's not fair. But that's that's greedy guts. That's what I have to go with what the boss lady tells me to do. That's terrible. Damien, what we will do though, because the line dropped out just at the timer, to be honest, we'll send you out movie passes so you and all the kids and the missus can go to IMC Movies. Oh!
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Fats and Small Turnaround on 98FM. Come up to 20 past 8. All right, look, if you weren't listening earlier on in the show, and last week we organised a big race event at Colmore Karting, and it all took place last night when everyone tried to beat me. That was the thing. Beat Luke. Win a holiday, beat Luke. And I was beaten. Now, I did come first in like four of the first races. I was the fastest. Now, I said that earlier on, and Alan, who was racing against me, one of our traffic WhatsApp updaters, was not happy.
Luke, I just want to say, you're quite impressive with your bending of the truth there about you winning four races, seeing as you're against me in two of them, and I finished ahead of you in first place.
No, you didn't.
Them,
no, so. Sorry. Your line is dropping out. Sorry, Alan. Sorry, couldn't... Yvette was there. She was brilliant. She won a spot prize for the best crack. She was brilliant.
Luke, you're not selling this as well as it went last night.
Oh, sorry.
It was 2 hours of solid... hard work. Like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. Like, people were out for blood for you, not just to win and whatever. Like, these were lads, like, bumper cars. Yeah. It was unreal. And like, Jamie getting a black flag. It was actually, at one stage, electric.
Oh, thank you. That's what we like to organise here at 98FM. And now, I suppose, it's time to give the winner his moment in the spotlight. Do we have to do, he says? It was in the contract, was it?
Yes, yeah. We do. Get over it.
Hi, Lee. You all right?
How's it going? How are you?
Now, we're quite stuck for time, so do you want to give a shout-out to someone? Is that what you're coming on here for? I've never seen someone go on Instagram so quickly and shout about how they won a race.
Yeah, but you were giving a large, so I had to.
That is very true. And you were not giving it large. In many ways, you were this stealth bomber that came in and all of a sudden started setting really fast times.
I didn't beat what I wanted to beat, but I done good.
Yeah, I mean, look, to
it
be fair...
It was all because of Alan giving tips. Alan was giving me loads of tips, he was.
Well, Alan is very very small and very fast, very light guy. So he was complaining you gave he gave you all the tips. Well, congratulations, you won a holiday. Now, to be fair, at the last second, I may have switched your break away. It was actually to London, but we switched it to Carlo.
Oh, that's terrible.
Enjoy that, Lee, yeah?
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
God, look, Susan's raging.
I'm just glad you didn't win. You're not going on holiday, no matter if it's Carlo or London or wherever it is.
Couldn't believe that behind my back, while I was racing to come first, you were encouraging people against Colmore's rules to bang me out of the track.
And they did.
Yeah. It was brilliant. Thank you so much to everybody who got involved. Thank you to Colmore Karting and all of the racers. And Lee, enjoy your holiday to Carlo.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Key West in studio. Yeah.
Hey.
On the boys.
Hey.
Lads. Welcome back to the studio. Somebody to Love, which is your brand new song, which is out the 22nd of March. We will get a listen to. I want to tease people, so I'm not going to play it straight away because I heard a little sneak peek and it's lovely.
He's just having you.
Do you know the way some people kind of, some bands, maybe they venture too far out of their own sound to try and sound different?
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever done that. You've always just found this lovely flow where it's still different, it's still nice, it's still a surprise, but it's not like a kind of a silly, you know, like, you're like, yes, lads, you kind of nail it every time. What is the process of doing that?
We nearly wandered too far on album two.
Ooh.
We had a whole album done, actually, that nobody ever heard and nobody will ever hear.
Why, is it that bad?
No, it was great, but it was ventured in a different area, and then eventually we sort of said, you know what, I think... maybe we'll ostracise a lot of the fan base we've made. I think we need to just go deeper into what we already do. We like what we do. It gives us a lot of control on stage because it's nice and organic.
Well, I've been to a few of your gigs and I can say they're very organic. You know, there's vegan options there if you want to. They're always good crack. I love the little bits that you do. I mean, like, you might go to a gig and they just play their songs, but not Key West. No, it's like drums. You have to get involved. You can't be just standing there with your missus.
No, you cannot. I will see you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Liam Neeson, I will find you.
You also pick them out as well. You're like, shout out to all the lads who love their misses, and you might hear like a few going, yeah. And you'll be like, what about the rest of you?
You just see. How awkward is your journey home now?
Yeah. I love that. You have a Bewitched cover out.
What?
It's in my notes here. It says, ask about the Bewitched cover.
Okay, so we have a song on the new album called C'est la vie. But it's not Bewitched song.
That's almost worse.
Yeah.
What?
And we debated, will we not call it C'est la vie? But when you hear it, you will realise why we couldn't call it anything but C'est la vie. Because it says it a lot.
Right, okay. I mean, a massive thing to happen to your career, I suppose, was signing to Marshall Records. What was that, last year?
That was in October, yeah. So the reason you asked us earlier on where we've been, we've disappeared. We had to get an entire, like, we had just released True North, and we had just been on the tour for that, promoting it, and then we had to get an entire new album done in about 6 weeks.
Wow.
And we did. We got this whole album together, and we presented it to Marshall. They loved it, and we are now ready to go worldwide with them.
What about the European tour? Kicks off awfully soon. So, I mean, is it weird going to a place that knows your songs and they don't speak English?
Yes. Yeah, we've had to play...
Like in Germany and that?
Yeah, we did a couple of festivals in Germany. And now, look, the great thing about the Germans are they do speak very good English.
Yeah.
I mean, I've often been corrected by Germans on my grammar. So, it's...
Classic.
You know, you like to learn a little bit. But, yes, it's not too bad. You have to learn a little bit, you know, to be able to put a couple of gags across, and they love it.
So, I mean, the next gig we should be looking out for is at the end of the month, the 29th of March. You guys are playing at the Olympia. That's like your home, I think. It feels like a home.
The Olympia is a lot of fun to play. Last year was just energized. I mean, you were there. You know, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So this year we're excited. We got a few new things in store. We're going to show some of the new songs. And, we've been told tickets are now pretty limited. We're expecting to announce a sellout soon, so if anybody is listening, make sure and go on to Ticketmaster and get your tickets now to Key West at the Olympia March 29th.
Say he's falling into the ad thing again. No, but
it's
it is
be awesome.
It is a good gig, because I mean, what's the alternative? Go to the cinema with your missus in a dark room?
A yoga class?
A hot room,
Bikram yoga? No,
loud, hot Key West.
There you go. There you go.
Olympia, the 29th of March. Lads, thank you so much.
Woo!
Yeah, thank you.
FM's.
Traffic in Dublin is a pain.
Sometimes you can't even find the words. You know, we ask you for your traffic WhatsApp updates, and sometimes people just go, oh, I can't, I don't know. Like, it's everywhere. It's on me. It's in me. I feel I have to deal with this every day. Some days when I'm not in work or when I have to go somewhere, like in the evening time, like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and I get stuck in traffic, I don't know how you do it. I honestly don't know how you do it. We're just the luckiest people in the world to not have to deal with traffic in Dublin. So I asked you if you could just, I don't know, come up with a noise to describe your traffic experience in Dublin. What would it be, you know?
Will you move out the way and use your friggin' indicators, will you?
All right, well, that was the first one in. So there's a bit of anger there from Joe. That person is channeling their inner Home Alone.
Oh, sweet Jesus, move!
I can't tell if that is an older lady or a young boy. Can anybody? Can you figure it out?
Oh, sweet Jesus, move!
I can't see. Either way, I love it. What about this one? Wait a minute. Is that the... No, it's not secret sound. Okay. What about this one?
Mom!
There's a lot of shaking fists happening there. I can feel that. It's probably my favourite, because the person loses the will to live at the end. But my favourite, describing Dublin city traffic is...
I live and work in Meath.
That's just not fair. It's 98FM, 10 to 9.
Are we crazy?
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
98FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
All right. So, I've been teasing you with this, but I think this is gas because, well, it's one of the biggest songs of the past, what, 2 months or so? We played here all the time on 98FM. So let's have a listen to it, shall we? This is Ariana Grande's Seven Rings.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
All right, you got that, yeah? Now let's just have a listen to some Julie Andrews. You know Mary Poppins?
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Oh, it's awfully similar, isn't it? Yeah, some might say it's the same. It's pretty much the same. And you know who else would say that? Ariana Grande herself. Because before the song was even released, Ariana Grande and her people agreed that 90% of all of the royalties for that song, Seven Rings, would go to Rodgers and Hammerstein, the people that wrote the song, My Favourite Things. I love the little kind of reason why. They said, this is just such a beatdown. The song Seven Rings wouldn't exist were it not for My Favourite Things. That is a legal smackdown. That means you didn't come up with anything by yourself. You just tried to rap in the middle of it. So 90% of your earnings for that song, gone. From that to Suicide Squad. So it was supposed to be this really cool, dark superhero movie. You know, it had everything was just weird about it. Tom Hardy was supposed to be involved. Will Smith was supposed to be really hard to work with. And then, you know, it didn't really work. Suicide Squad didn't. So instead of giving it a sequel, because it sort of bombed, it's just going to scrap it and do it again. It's a total reboot, which is a real, like, screw you to the people that went before you. But hey, I'm looking forward to seeing maybe if they can do it better the second time around. I'm not sure if they can though. And then finally, we actually go back to people copying songs. Maybe copying is the wrong word. Inspired. George Ezra, you know the Shotgun song, the biggest song of last year? Well, he is going to be asked to pay royalties for his hit song Shotgun because it's infringed on the Irish singer's Derek Ryan's song, which is Flowers in Your Hair. So he's not going to be asked to pay 90%. No, it's just 7.5%. But my God, that's still, like, George Ezra's probably never heard of Derek Ryan. I kind of want to hear his song. Let's have a listen to his song, shall we? Let's see what it sounds like. Yeehaw.
Don't have a care, I don't have a dime, I'm finding it easy to lose the time.
I hate when they stare into the camera whenever they do those music videos, you know?
Dancing under the stars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how I love all the flowers in your hair. As you're lying here in my heart.
Actually, not really. I feel I've been right. Just a little just small. You got away with that. Fair play to Jerry.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
CeeLo Green, Forget You on 98 FM. All right. It's 9:38, so we got to get out one more tune story. And Suze hasn't even given, she didn't give me a hint about what she's going to talk about, so I'm going to sit back and relax and let me glass of water over here.
And just imagine, right, the story I'm about to tell you, just imagine your girlfriend does this to you, right? Okay,
easy.
So, there could be a wedding in a couple of years' time, you never know. And this particular bride that I'm chatting about, she sent out her wedding invitations. And one of her friends received it and was really happy with the invite, couldn't wait to go. She loved hanging out with this particular couple. And she rang her friend when she received the invite to congratulate her. And she said, oh, like, amazing news. I can't believe you're getting married. How did you pop the question? And her friend said, he hasn't actually popped the question. The thing is, I was on Facebook, and you know those quizzes you can do, which says, when are you going to get married? Or is it in the cards for you? So she did the Facebook quiz, and she asked, when am I going to get married? And Facebook told her next year. So she said,
That's all I was thinking.
She said, why waste time? Better get this wedding prepared. You know, they're a lot of hassle. I'm currently planning one myself and it's a pain in the
patella.
Yeah.
But would you have invited everybody that you've invited to your wedding when you met Paddy in Australia all those years ago? No.
No, because then we probably wouldn't be getting married now. Which, did you not commend her kind of, you know, her get-go and her motivation?
Her chemical imbalance? No, I did not commend that. You can't do that.
So she was looking for the RSVPs from her guests. So I don't know if she sent one to her husband as well. We never heard what happened with her fella, if she's still going out with him or not.
He's locked up in the basement.
Yeah, he's going to marry me.
Maybe he doesn't know. Could be a thing where day before your wedding, then you find out. Guess what?
Is there such a thing as surprise weddings?
There could be.
Like a surprise. Hey!
Or the thing could be is that she'll propose to him and she said, the wedding's already organised. You don't have to do nothing. Now, I would like that.
Wow. Okay. Well, just as long as he agrees to it. This sounds like entrapment. Song suggestions?
Okay. So I'm going to go with Republica. I'm ready to go.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
That's the Coronas. Dreaming again. 10 to 10. Nice. Cowboy time. And also a time to listen to a story from Suze. If you just missed it, she's got a recap for you.
Yeah, make up your mind about this woman. Is she a forward thinker, motivated, or is she an absolute weirdo? She arranged her wedding before her fella had even proposed. So all her mates received their invitations in the post, but the fella, no idea. I kind of think, you know, might as well get a start on it.
What? No, yeah, with you, that's correct, because you both agreed to get married, but she hasn't, so all they can say is...
Run, she's behind you!
He's going to catch him. So there you go, there's a word of warning. So, song suggestions coming in thick and fast. Yeah, a bit of Queen. Shooting star leaping through the sky. She won't be stopped. Oh. I get that. I understand. Rick James.
She's alright. She's alright. That girl's alright.
She's a super freak.
Oh, play that one.
I would like to. However, this has come in. What's the name? Jean. She says.
Hey, maniac. Mark McCabe style, as that girl is a lunatic and a maniac to think that the wedding is likely to go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Maniac, Mark McCabe. I don't know, it's not really a Friday.
Do we have that song?
I don't know. I maybe if I got a few texts saying, play it, Luke, play it.
I might. Hang on, I'll just look here now on the side.
0877 98 98 98. Play it. Oh, here's one or two texts coming in. Don't play the song. No, it's not worth it.
No.
Luke, do it or I will find you. Oh, there's your one that planned the wedding. Yeah, she's going to find me.
The scream.
Go on then. Go on. It's 98 FM. Happy Wednesday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.